You, a commander, didn't have to listen to a... What was she then anyway, private? Corporal? Private. I did have to. I'd given my word. If you want the whole story, ask her or the paladin who was there. Amberian stirred. That would have been Fenneth. He died the next year in the Westmounts. So, the Marshal General took the conversation again. You chose to honor your word, and by what you say, gave up your anger at Poxenarian. That sounds like little dishonor, my Lord Duke. Enough, said the Duke soberly. Enough to change the company, to risk my people here. For that's what happened, what I left them open to, when I took the veterans that could fight, and then to fall under the spell of Veneristamon's sister, if that was his sister. The Marshal General stood. My lord, I would hear more of this if you wish, but if you have wounded, we should see to them. As you will. If you'll excuse me, Doran, can you take to them? If I go over there, the surgeons will scold. Perhaps we should begin with you. No, I'm not in danger. Doran? Certainly, my lord. Marshal General, will you come? Doran moved to the door, and the Marshal General and Amberian followed. Karen looked at her, but the Marshal General waved her back. We'll send if we need you, Karen. Keep warm in the meantime. When they had gone, Karen looked at the Duke. My Lord Duke, I've seen you ride by, but not met you. Nor I you. Yours is the nearest Grange? Southward, yes. West, you might come to Stilldale a little sooner. It was but a Barton until a few years ago. She drained her mug of sib and poured another. You won't remember, perhaps, but I had an uncle in your company, Garin Arcossan, in Arkelin's cohort. I remember. He was file second of the third, killed by a crossbow bolt in, let me think, the siege of Cortes Kilwan, I think, wasn't it? A lanky fellow, with a white forelock, that turned white early? Karen nodded. I'm impressed, my lord, that you remember so well. That was years ago. The Duke shrugged. It's important to know one's men, and I have a knack for names. Even so, I remember when his sword came home, and his medallion. The Marshal of our Grange hung them there for all to see, and my aunt, my lord, lived well enough on his pension. She coughed delicately. Do I understand, my lord, from what you've said, that you will be placing your company under gird once more? That depends. In the years since the last marshal here died, I have recruited many who were not girdsmen, indeed not Phocians, or following any of the marshal patrons. Yet most are good men, hard but honourable fighters. I would not have them distressed. I owe it to them. My lord, it would be far from my desire, and I believe I speak for the Marshal General here, to coerce warriors faithful to another to change faith. I am aware that among your soldiers are those who follow Tyr and Sertig, as well as the High Lord, Gerd, and Fok, and your responsibilities under the Crown of Saya, I realize, will forbid any venturing of the company for Gerd. But should you desire such protection, even a marshal resident here, that can be arranged. You seem confident. The Duke frowned at her. I am. Karen turned her mug in her hands. My Lord Duke, it may seem strange to you, who have been at odds with the Granges for so long, but Gerd himself mistakes no honest heart. We have never shared that quarrel, only watched from afar.